Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Sing number 28 in our white book. Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. You're just saying the name of Jesus and saying it lovingly. Just opens your heart to his presence. You begin to sense him manifesting himself to you. Praise God. He wants to do that for us tonight. And so let's sing lovingly to him. Sisters singing verse 3.
Thank you.
Transports means. I love thee so, I know not how my transports to control. I looked it up. And it means emotions. You know, Phil Waldfogel drove a Dodge Transport. And I told him, any lover of Jesus should not drive this car. Why not? Because you can't control your transport. He didn't laugh either. Maybe he didn't know what transports meant either. You know, we ought to get our emotions involved. We as Pentecostal people, whatever you want to call yourself, lovers of Jesus, we ought to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I feel bad for people that consider themselves to be saved, but they don't know anything about really loving and enjoying Jesus. I pray that way for some people. Lord, they believe the gospel. They've prayed the sinner's prayer. They're trying to live the Christian life. But I don't see any real joy when they talk about Jesus. They don't seem to love his presence. They don't seem to love to just spend time with him. They're missing something. Something tremendous, something essential. Maybe you're like that. You know that the following Jesus is right, and you've been sincere, and you're asking him into your heart, but you don't know the love of Christ like that. But Jesus wants to touch us there as well, in our emotions, and bring us into liberty, and the sense, the joyful sense of his presence, and rejoicing in his love. Praise God. And I love when we worship the Lord, and then some people will laugh, and some people will clap their hands, and they're not afraid to get emotional. Praise God. Now here he says he can't control his emotions, or he doesn't know how. Well, I think that we can trust God to keep us under control. We don't want to swing from the chandelier or anything like that, if we can help it. But you don't be afraid to just lift your hands, close your eyes, lift your voice, tell him you love him. Praise God. Don't be afraid of your own voice. I told the people in church, if you're afraid of your own voice, then the devil probably isn't. If you're afraid to express yourself, and the devil's not afraid when you worship him, the Lord. But we can ask the Lord to help us to come into real liberty and joy in serving Jesus. Lord, we pray tonight that you'll help us to get our eyes off of ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
What we think about ourselves and what others may think of us. Lord, the only thing that matters is what you think of us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to love you and worship you like that. And Lord, we pray that you'll make us to know the joy of knowing Jesus, of having him in our life. Lord, bring us into the joy of salvation. Let the love of Jesus really burn within our hearts, Lord. God, we pray that we won't be afraid to shout. We won't be afraid to weep, Lord, but we'll just yield ourselves to you entirely and let you have your way in us. Lord, we thank you that we serve a living Savior. You're not a doctrine. You're not a book. You're a loving Savior who loves us with an everlasting love. And Lord, we pray that that love will come to us tonight. Oh, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, verse 5.
Oh, light and darkness, joy and grief, oh, happy. Oh,
Let's also sing, "And Can It Be?" Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Number 60, we'll stand together and sing with all our hearts.
And can it
Thank you.
Precious, precious Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we worship you. Praise.